We can't thank God. Amen. We give God praise. And in fact, we give God praise so much because of His goodness and His kindness. So we give God praise this time. Wonderful children of God. God has been good, taking care of us in all aspects. We praise Him and we thank Him so much. And we say, let the name of the Lord be exalted. Our God is a wonderful God, and we thank Him that He has never left us. He has been so good, He has been so faithful, He has been so loving. So I thank you for those who have been taking a wonderful time to at least to get your things aligned and aligned with God, that you may see the goodness and the faithfulness of the Almighty God. So I thank you so much, and I say the Lord bless you. The Lord be with you mightily and greatly for His honor, for that He has given us. So keep it up, children of God. Keep it up so that you don't miss all that God needs you to have at this end time. And we thank God. Shall we just give God praise? God, we thank you and we honor you. You have been so good to us. You have been so faithful to us. You have been a loving God. You have been a caring God. We magnify and we exalt you in every way. Thank you so much, Son of the Living God. Thank you so much for your care. Thank you so much for your protection. Thank you so much for who you are. We bless you. We honor you. We magnify you. We come in adoration, in confessing, repenting, that Christ may wash us, may you cleanse us with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is a holy blood, and it's a precious blood. So we do thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for who you are and for your kindness, your worthy, your gracious. You are magnificent, God. We praise you. We thank you. And Lord, we say, leave us not, but hold on us. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We reject, refuse wrong and false spirit in our life and refuse them because what is the Lamb. Thank you so much, dear Lord. Thank you so much for your care. Thank you so much for who you are. We do bless you, Lord Jesus Christ. We do magnify you. And we thank you that, Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from every dead work of our spirit, that we may be able to be renewed and be washed and be perfected for the holiness of Jehovah Jireh. Lord, sanctify our mind, our soul, our spirit. May you wash us, God. We accept that you, the Lord, is able to sanctify us, purify us, and cleanse us. The blood of the Son of Jesus Christ of heaven is a precious blood. It's a mighty blood. It's a holy blood that does greater things. Father, we refuse and deny wrong spirit and confusing spirit that when it come before thee, many times and antagonize our mind, our soul, bring confusion at the time like this. That God, this should not be, but we may see the goodness, the faithfulness of the Almighty God. Thank you so much, dear Lord. Thank you for that care. We bless and honor you and magnify your precious name, because what is allowed. Be thus this night, Holy Spirit, take on us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So I would like to thank God so much for His goodness and His kindness. I thank God for that kind opportunity, the chance He has given us to come under His mighty holy feet, because worthy is the Lamb. So I thank Him so much. Again, I would like to thank God that I believe what the Lord has been sharing with us yesterday when we started chapter 13 of Luke. It has been of a greater blessing, and we are learning quite a number of things that which are worthy for us to learn and get all this together for the glory of God. We praise God and we thank God. And I thank you so much, those who are always learning under this wonderful time of the moment, that the Lord, I believe, is giving you something very special for the glory of God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. So let us take time to go to chapter 13 of Luke, and we start. We were able to be in what we say, verse 18. Then he said, what is the kingdom of God like? To what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and became a large tree. and the birds of the air rested in its branch. Now, give an example. Now, he is using the parable of the mustard seed. But he was using this parable purposely just to give a glimpse. Not that whole of it, no. Just a glimpse how the kingdom of God is like. So he just gave that one to enlarge our knowledge, our understanding. That it is just a small one. But out of the small, let us emerge the biggest of all. Emerge the biggest tree. But if you look at the seed, we might overlook it. We might see it's minute, it's worth nothing. It cannot bring something worth. But you see, once it comes the reality to bring life, so that life of the tree become beyond the normal. So out of that one, it's what, Jesus, when he was teaching, then he said, the kingdom of God is like that one. It is not the one, but it is like that one. But in so much, how big it grow and become more big and become more big until many rest in the kingdom. And remember, he said, the kingdom is within you. The kingdom has come and it is within you. So which means, let me say the first line, okay? The first line which I want to say is this one here, that the kingdom is within, let me say from within, inside, okay? So when it comes, the word comes, and that word which is the seed comes in our heart, and when it comes in our heart, then just accept Jesus. I accept Jesus. Then it's like just a joke. It's just like a simple thing, okay? Then when it comes inside, and then we allow it then to start working within us, then it is born, it is in baby stage, and then it continues drinking milk, and the little child stayed, continue drinking milk and soft food, and it continue and it continue, and then as it continue and continue, then you find from little child stage, then it comes to youth stage. And you know, little child stage still is not strong. I still wrestling with the mind to come right out of the, all the things in mind, or right thinking and all that knowledge. Then it continues. And then it comes to the position or where it's called the level of youth stage. So when it comes to the youth stage, then you're going to realize something in that youth stage, that now the person is strong. And when the person is strong, now he can fight. He has got vision. He is so much zealous of the future. And he wants to know this. He wants, active in every angle, And many things start out happening in that kind of the youth stage. And then to the father stage, where there's, steadfastness. There is, now father stage is called expansion. Instead of narrow, then now the faith expand. The person expand. It's just like physically, when somebody becomes father stage, now he expanding. It's not narrow, he is expanding. So then spiritual the same. But now when it is in youth stage, then quite a number of gifts of the Holy Spirit shall start emerging. And then you find out of that one of accepting Christ. Now later, quite a number of gifts emerge out of the person. He can have even 25 gifts or more than that. And this gift is having, it's from the heavenly kingdom. And then it become and it become and it become and it goes beyond. Now, out of that one, it's bringing us to the position again, that from that moment again, then cometh what is called, out of that kind of emerging, then it comes also what is called that. Now, from that person, then from God start using those gifts to go to another person, 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 and that word start sharing different kind of people, different kind of grouping in family, individual, and then just one person, just only one person. So you can see from out of the person, hundreds of people, can receive the word. Then out of that people, many gifts can come out, and those gifts can be used in the kingdom of God. Those gifts can be used in the kingdom of God. And when those gifts can be used in the kingdom of God, then you'll realize that out of that one, of those kind of the gift that comes in. So you'll find the person grows, you know, that grows. And then as he marched from that person to another one, then it brings what he said. Then when you say now the kingdom of God is within you or is among you. So which means now it is you and then other people and other people and other people. So when you having the kingdom of God inside and then all together, so the kingdom of God is within you, which is, means among you, it is inside and then it is with you. So which means it is saying Christ in me, and when it is in all people, then Christ within us. So you see now, and when it is within us, it's among us. So that is the point there. So out of that one, in Luke chapter 13, verse 18 to 19, so we are seeing, you know, the reality of the emerging of the kingdom of God. So it spread and spread. Now, let us say, when Jesus started, he started in a small group that he chose, like that 12 of them, you know, and when he chose them, and then he trained them, one died, and later they choose another one. Then remember that out of these 12, the message went across the globe. And I don't know how many times you have ever thought how the world is big. Maybe you can put it like getting a world map and then start seeing, you know, when you look it in the world map, is the world map bring it a bit, you know, smaller because you can see it is fitting either in one page or two pages. But you see, if you take only one and start expanding it, even like in America, when you take only one state, start expanding it, you're going to realize it's very big. You know, you realize it's very big. So it's the same like that one now. They also were able to carry the message of God across the globe in many places. And when they took the word of God across the globe, quite a number of things, you know, happened. But it was only one. And that one is Jesus Christ, okay? That one is Jesus Christ who brought salvation. And look across the world, it's Jesus and Jesus alone that brings salvation. How much has it spread beyond the capacity? So when you use the parable of the mustard seed, which is small, but the big tree comes out. Now we can see the big group out of the Jesus Christ, the Savior, has become the biggest of all, where all people clung, you know, into Jesus, clung unto Jesus, are connected to Jesus, are one with Jesus, are married with Jesus, are connected with Jesus, and continue become united with Jesus. So it is only one seed. It has never been Jesus 1, Jesus 2, Jesus B. No, it is just one Jesus. So this is the difference we need to understand. And I want you to get this clear. Because you find when I am in one denomination, you know, called the full gospel, or maybe called, you know, redeemed, or maybe called tree, or maybe called light, or maybe called table denomination. But you'll find, that's what I want you to understand, you'll find it's only that denomination that will spread. Then I say that is where I belong. Okay? That's where we hang on. Then that is not what God, Christ was talking about here. He didn't say about that one. He was not meaning that one. Because then within, let us say, let me say, now, in where we are, or maybe in PA, Pennsylvania, could be one redeemed or one table, whatever. And then how will it be able to, if other groupings are also there, or denomination? So it would be just hanging that group in that one particular place. But now with Christ, all hang on that. All hang on that. And all denominations hang on that. All grouping hang on him. Each and every individual hang on him. Each and every family hang on him. Each and every community hang on him. Each and every nation hang on him. To them who say Christ is our Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So that's what I want you to understand here. The mustard seed, just a small seed. But you can see beyond the capacity how it grows and it grows and it grows. So that is why we thank God. And just remember, one fellowship. Do you remember that one fellowship which were there? We read in chapter 2 of Acts of the Apostle and chapter 4 of Acts of the Apostle. And then do you remember when you say thousands and thousands were of one mind and one heart? They were all hanging in the unity, in the body, in the spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is what we need to understand, we children of God, so that we may get ourselves right when he was talking about just a small seed, but expand beyond. I thank God for that. Now, in verse 20 of Luke chapter 13, then he said, again, he said, To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. Now, the cookers, those are good chefs like women. I'm not a good cook. I wish somebody can teach me that. I wish. But you women, thank God, because you are good cooks. God bless you. But you see, just take a small one. But you see, in every angle he says, putting it, and maybe he's cooking a big meal, by the way. Maybe a big meal could be. But he says it will go all over until you could, you know, get the taste of that liver. You just get the taste, you get the taste, then, oh, it is in. And somebody says, oh, you put this? And say, yes. Because now, from every corner, that kind of its power of smell or its power of spreading, the time when it is boiling, whatever it could be, then it spread and spread and spread. This is one of the powerful things that we need to understand as the children of God, that we may be able to get ourselves right for the glory of God's kingdom, for the glory of God's kingdom. And this will be, so he said, that's what he said, a parable of the leaven, the mustard seed. Then he used another one, he said, now I would like to read, can you read about this one, which is very important? Sister Alicia, can you read verse 22 up to verse 30, up to verse 30? Verse 22 up to verse 30. Can you read that?
22 says, and he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one to him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said to them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us, and he shall answer and say to you, I know you not from where you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in your presence, and you have talked in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not where you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, this is terrible. This is terrible to me here. This is terrible to me here. You see, I don't know what comes in your heart very quickly. When you read there, what are the coming in your heart very quickly of what you have learned or some things in the Bible? What comes in you very quickly here? Do you remember what comes in your heart when we read from where it started and where it ended? Is there anything that comes or imagined or popped in your heart you can remember very quickly?
It doesn't matter how you start. What matters is how you end.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared.
Thank you.
When he comes.
Mm-hmm.
And be ready for when he comes.
Be ready for when he comes. Thank you. That's a very powerful contribution. Now, one of the things which is coming on top of that which you have mentioned is what called, now why have you closed for us? Why you closed open for us? We won't enter. I didn't close it. No, why are you jealous? Why are you envious? Open for us. We have been living with you. We have been doing all this. Why are you closed for us? Oh, man. But he said, the Lord closed it. Not I, Noah. Just remember, that one is practical. That has happened. That has happened practically. And that is one of the terrible things, that when this come, that they will come. Where are you coming from? You know, they will find that out. And they were coming, and they were in the same nation. But now, they find that it's closed, of the ark. They could not get in that kind of Noah, you know, God told him to build for himself and his family. Now, that is the same, and that's why I encourage all of you that make sure you get the feeling of the movie which is called Pilgrim Progress. Pilgrim Progress. And if you are coming towards the end, then you're going to get exactly what Jesus says here. Because see, I remember on the ways when, you know, the pilgrim was moving, and then they met a young man and sitting down, and then they ask, are you on the journey? Going, oh, yeah, I'm on the journey. Then they ask him, where's your certificate? And then he said, oh, no, certificate, no, it's not a matter. We have been, in, you know, doing all this, and we are in the kingdom of God, okay? Then those people saw him, the certificate, you know, the permit that allowed them to go. Then he didn't have any, but he said, oh, I'm going, we're going there, we're going to be there. So then these movies continue. So now when these other two, you know, the pilgrim and others, then when they were to cross over the river, or when they were to go on the side where the building was, or where they were reaching their destination, and then they just find themselves, they were on the water, okay? So they are struggling, they are drawing in the water, and they want to come out. It was tough, you know, for them to come from the out of the water to go the other side. But at the end of the day, they made it. But that young man is just coming in the boat, relaxing in the boat, going, just buttered bread, things are right, and arrived there and took off. So the other two, they went ahead of him. So when they went, they reached the gate, and then they knocked, and they opened, and then they say their name, and they give themselves, they were loud. So the young man arrived there, and then start banging the door. By the end of the day, who are you? I'm so-and-so. You know, where's your certificate? Oh, we have been sitting, we have been eating, we have been preaching, we are doing this and that. Where's your certificate? Switch and thrown down there. So it's a very teaching, you know, movie, spiritual, that somebody need to watch. With me, I watched it a long time ago, but it's never gone. Just like some other things I do send to you, websites, so that you may get something that can help you. So let us come back here. And it said about the narrow road that goes in heaven, you know, and the narrow road and the narrow road. Then he said, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he also said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Now, strive to enter through the narrow gate. This is very important. You know, striving to enter through the narrow gate, which means when he was saying striving, he was saying work with yourself and see yourself right. And this is what we have been learning, where Paul said, when you are working or striving to there, you not just say, I do this and do that. The first thing, you start by examine yourself and see which position you are, what is happening within you, what is taking place in your mindset, in your thinking, and in your words, and out of your mouth, and then you say, what is happening in your eyes, and then you start checking what is happening in your spirit, in your heart, and then you start checking, how does my body control me moving? So you check everywhere. And you see, that's why David spoke quite a number of things until he said, it's a man who spoke that a lot. You know, he spoke that, I would say, my heart, why are you so down? Arise, you know, so that I may be able to praise the Lord. And many times, many people are not aware how they can articulate or check in their heart what is taking place in the spirit. But you see, you know where we check our heart? It's very simple. When somebody's sick, when somebody's dead, when you have got problems, that's when we check our heart. But if we don't have those ones, then you find we are updated. We are okay. We are fine. But you see, checking the heart is not only when you have got a problem, you feel like you are down.
Amen.
You feel like now you don't know what to do. You check it all the time. You know, that matter with situation, condition, but always you check your heart. Then from there, you become genuine to yourself. Number one, genuine to yourself. Number two, become truthful to yourself. Number three, become faithful to yourself. Now, number four, become real to yourself. Okay? So when you become real or, you know, right to yourself, that is when you shall be able to see yourself right. So what you do, you don't allow the enemy to divert your attention of your heart and your mind and drive you to another person and say so-and-so it's like this. Instead of looking at yourself, it measure on you over somebody. Oh, my God, have mercy. You know? She measures you on somebody. But it does not measure with you within you. Because he knows when you measure within you, then you're going to discover what is in you, and you're going to discover who you are. And when you discover who you are, even sometimes you might hate yourself, but it's good you hate yourself, because that's who you are.
Amen.
And that makes you now
amen.
To work with yourself right. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
amen.
You see, there are things, you become real. And when you become real, now you can see, man, is that me?
Mm-hmm.
You ask yourself, is that me? And you say, yes, it's you. I thought this is so-and-so. So that is what the devil prevent us. I want to hear that clear. That's what the devil prevent us so that we know we do not know ourselves and be aware of ourselves. And when he prevents that one, now listen to this. When God bring another person, because now you're blocked that way, when God bring another person and says something about you, or say you are like this, the end of the day, the battle started. The end of the day, the war started. The hatred started. The bitterness started. So that is how it's working. I'm just telling you how the enemy is working within
amen.
Us. That's what I'm explaining. That's what's working within us so that it might not allow us to be real with ourselves. To be real with ourselves. So once you know this, what I'm saying, and it is real and become of you, then the end of the day, you'll realize why there are some people in the Bible. Oh, Lord, I thank you. They were so filthy, but God did not cast them. God did not, left them. Why? And others were also, but God cast them. So that's when you are coming to discover the secret there. Then you wonder, somebody has thought, this one will have died. This one will be like this. But it's still continuing because of what I'm talking here. And that's what we are talking here. Striving to the narrow road. It's not striving
amen.
And to go to, I must go to the church. I go to that fellowship. You are striving and working like a crazy person. It's not going that fellowship. It's the matter of how to identify Christ with you, right? And see yourself, see yourself in a mirror. Do you remember the Bible say, the word of God says that the word of God is the mirror of our life. So we see ourselves in the word of God. We see ourselves in the word of God because the word of God is our mirror. It's our mirror. It's not what you are told in this group is like this. Then you go to another group, we are like this. You go to another group, we do like this. That's also the issue. The word of God is one. That's matter whichever group somebody could find themselves. Okay? The word is one and it will be everywhere. Christ is one. Holy Spirit is one. So once we each and every individual and then grouping start seeing themselves in the scripture and the word of God, because remember very well when he spoke very, very clear that the word is the breath of God and is profitable for correction and reproving and also training and equipping for a good work of a man of God. Now, just imagine that. So that in that context, which is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. If we take it from that context, so you see that word, if it is the breath of God, that means the breath of God is alive, okay? The breath of God is alive. And then Hebrews put it this way, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the word of God is alive, sharper than two-edged sword. Now, listen to this. That does not make sense, but let me use it. This has used a lot of illustration, but this might not be, but allow me. I remember I mentioned to you a lady when I was in the prison in Cape Town where Mandela was. Remember I mentioned something to you when this lady was brought to me, was looking saggy and very funny, and asked her, how did you come in this world? Then he said, I came in this world as a snake. I was born as a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And I took more days before I turned to be a human being. And then even when I was a human being, but my skin was of the snake skin. Then it took another more time or days or years before it come to normal human flesh. Okay. Now, the point which I want to bring is this one. When I was talking with her, and she told me, you know, I'm dangerous. And let me tell you, if you got somebody who is not equipped, it can just pollute you just there when you talk to her. Just there. And you say, my breath, right, that's what I was bringing, my breath that I'm giving out, and in the room which we are put, we are quite a number of females. Where we are. So my breath coming out is just polluting, it's just, you know, polluting and putting filthiness in these people. And they do not know. But with me, I know. With me, I know. But with them, they do not know. So can you see that breath, has got life. And when it goes to somebody, it engineers something in the person. So if that person which is going having the kingdom of darkness breath is alive, can pollute people. What of the Son of God, that the word of God is alive, sharper than twin sword. It's the breath of God.
Amen.
How powerful is that alive?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this is
Hallelujah.
The reason why we need to understand
Praise
one of the children
him.
Of God. The word is real. So we are striving very strongly
Amen.
So that this word may hold us. And the word we know very well. The word from the beginning in John chapter 1 verse 1 was with God, and the word is God, and the word is God. So when that word which is alive is God himself, then whom are we striving in? We are striving to the creator of all. A mighty powerful God with whom we are striving in, so that we'll be in day by day. And then it turns, it said in verse 14, turn to be the flesh, live among us as the only begotten Son of God. That is Jesus Christ. And if it is Jesus Christ, then we need to understand where we are. That is the reason why it is very important we learn. Remember, we learned something. I want to refer you back there again. I want to refer you back there so that you may get it clear. That, you know, Sister Janet read for us Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. And then we shall read also in the book, which is called Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. And Sister Terry read for us Isaiah chapter 35. And then you read verse 8. Yeah, it goes to almost verse 9, but it goes to 10. But there is the point you want to get there is verse 8 to verse 9 there. So I want us to get something here. We are here. What strikes me here? Striving. That's what may hold me. Striving. And then it says, strive into the narrow road. So God, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, it's not a wide thing. No. It's not a wide thing. And Sister Philly, you shall read for us in the book which is called John chapter 14, verse 6. I believe I'm quoting those scripture right because I don't write them down. John chapter 14, verse 6. So out of this one, it's bringing us to realize something very important. Now, God shall help us striving to the narrow road, or the narrow road going on the narrow gate. Can you read that, Janet?
Amen, amen. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
Wait a little bit. You know, striving for the things above, where Christ is sitting. Now, that's the point I was talking about.
Mm.
You see now, so you are not striving to fulfill the ideas of a group of called denominations. And say, I'll feel this and that, they were told, and when you follow that one, you're a good Christian. No. We are striving to hold the Christ who's risen sitting there, to be tapping, which means we are down here, but we are connected to tap in the heavenly kingdom. That is where you are walking, wherever you are going, wherever you fellowship, but you are just saying, am I connected from the things of that heavenly kingdom? Where Christ, who is my Savior, down here to the heaven. Now, as I quote there, allow me to quote. Remember, it was in chapter 7, verse 56, going down. Remember that? In the book of Acts of the Apostles. So when this man was driving down here with Christ as his Savior, being beaten to death, called Stephen, but when he raised his eye, he looked in heaven and he saw the Son of God was there. Say, hey, here
Amen.
I am. Look, I am.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, there are things which are real. These are real. That's when he realized, I was alone, but when he looked up, he saw him. So then he said, look up, strive your things up. Continue reading.
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ,
okay, wait,
who is
wait,
our
wait, wait,
life...
Wait. Now, there is something said, your life... is hidden. Hallelujah. Praise the name. Is hidden. Is hidden. Do you remember quiver? I told you about
Hallelujah.
Quiver, eh? The quiver is where those arrows are put in. Those arrows put in a quiver. Whether they are 10, 20, all of them combined in one container. So now we are having a quiver. And that is Jesus Christ, the mighty Son of the living God. So we are inside. We are hidden in Him. So when we are hidden in Him, do you know the secret? The enemy cannot see us. And that's
Amen.
The time when they go to the witch doctor and they tell the witch doctor, I want to kill
Amen.
Me this person here. And he go in his water, he go in his mirror, he just see many. They don't see light. You see just glittering. They say, hey, this man I cannot
Hallelujah.
Get it. This man I cannot get it. He try again. If and I cannot get it, things are tough here. And he try again, he say, hey, man, leave this one. I don't want that. Leave your money there. Now you see, why? Because he see the quiver. He does not see you. That's the point. He does not see you, but he see the quiver who had covered you. So he can't find you. He can't find you. You see, that's why somebody say, I'm under the rock. Rock on my top. Oh, my God. You know, God have mercy on me. You know, I'm under the rock, and the rock is covering me. So that is where it is. So they cannot find you. Because you are there. You are inside. You are inside. Hallelujah. Can you continue?
Verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Amen.
Amen. Now, can
Hallelujah.
You say something that the Christ whom you are, then He spoke another second thing. He's our quiver. And not just I cover you and protect. Remember, He said in John chapter 1, and then He said verse 4, okay? In Him, you know, when you are in Him, then He said, He gives you life, okay? He gives you life. And then He said, in life, there's light. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness could not overcome it. That's verse 4 and 5 in John chapter 1. So if you can see, that life has got light. So when the enemy sees, they see the light. And when they see the light, it is so sparkling that they cannot see you second time. I remember many times, you know, I told you something. When these people are saying, okay, you had that man called Othano, is the one destroying our king. We want to see him. I mentioned that to you one time. We want to see him. Then I say, you want to see him? I can't bring him the television in the water, which is not, I can't. Oh, we want to see him. You know, people, the devil people there, that's out there. But human beings, that's out there. And then it is said the time that they made me to appear in their TV. All of them were down on the ground. They said, man, look, remove that man. But you say, we bring him. Why are you? You cannot. Why? Because they thought, just like other pastors or other preachers. And I remember when I was in Cape Town, and I remember there was a devil worshiper, was one of the leaders in that fellowship, Apostle Madonna. I need to bring him online one day. And then what was happening? Then he told Apostle Madonna, if this man is coming here, I'm not going to come in this fellowship. Then he asked, why? If I look at him, I don't see him light. I just see lightning. I can't see him right. Then Apostle said, what's wrong with you? Why can't you see him properly? Because that shining from him was distracting his eyes and his everything. So that's why he found he could not be comfortable. You see, she could not be comfortable. So that is what I'm saying. Once that is in you, they are not going to be comfortable with you at any time,
Amen.
Even if they try whatever,
Amen.
Because that life has got light, and that light is shining. That
shining.
Is what He said. Do not put your light under the table, but let your light shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
God have mercy on us.
Hallelujah.
God have mercy. Sister Terry, can you read?
Isaiah 35 from verse 5. And the Bible reads that the blind will be able to see, and the deaf will hear. The lame will leap.
Wait. You're reading which chapter?
Isaiah 35.
Verse 8.
Okay, verse 8 reads.
Yeah.
There will
I'm
be
not
a
looking
highway
it, but,
there.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
There will be a highway there called the Road of Holiness.
Amen.
And no sinner
Hallelujah.
Will ever travel
Amen.
That road.
Amen.
No fool will mislead those who follow it.
Amen.
No lions will be there. No fierce animals will pass that way. Those whom the Lord has rescued will travel home by that road. They will reach Jerusalem with gladness, singing and shouting for joy. They will be happy forever.
Amen.
Forever free from sorrow and grief. Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, Sister Phyllis, we are coming now. We are coming. This will become tough. Sister Phyllis, can you read which I gave you? Can you read it?
John 15:6 says, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away.
Wait. John chapter 14, verse 6.
Oh, not 15. Okay. 14, 6, 3.
No, I'm not looking at them, brother. No, okay, go ahead.
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really
Hallelujah.
Knew...
No, it's okay. Only verse 6. Thank you. Now, can you see what is connected in chapter 35 of Isaiah, verse 8? There shall be a highway and called a holy mm-hmm. highway. And then you say, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Okay. Now, we are coming. Who is that? That is Jesus Christ. So get it clear. That Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He did not mention any denomination. That means this time, this year, we must paralyze something which has binded us called a denomination and put it aside and bring Christ in his position right.
Amen.
When we bring Christ in his position right and operate with us right, then that matter wherever you go. That's not an issue wherever you go. But you have brought Christ right, and it's the center of everything. Is the center of everything.
Amen.
So when it becomes the center of everything, that now we can see, then say, the unclean shall not pass over it. Okay? Because it's called a holy highway. And Christ said, I am the way. And he's a holy Christ. It's a holy Christ. So he said, unholy shall not go through that highway. Now, when he said that one, that is amazing to me. Then he said something. Then he said, whoever walks the road, although fools, shall not go astray. Now, which means he was talking something amazing here. Until he mentioned the lion, you know, shall not be there, nor shall any revengeous beast go on it, and it shall not be found there. Which means he's talking the birds, the reptiles, the trees, and all animals, and all those will not be found in Christ. It's only you and me.
Amen.
I want to get clear. It's
Amen.
Only you and me.
Amen.
Which means those open their heart and accepted Christ and bring the Christ be on the line, and they know their life is not theirs, as he read on us in Colossians, that Christ who is your life. Okay, get that one? Christ who is your life, that you read in Colossians, and that is verse 4. Then when he appear, then he shall appear with him. Then he said, I am the Christ and the truth, the life. So that life is Christ himself. So that life he has given us. And that's why I say, I no longer the one living. Galatians 2, verse 20.
Christ
I no longer the
me.
One living. But Christ lives
Hallelujah.
In me. So the life
me.
We are having is that life of Christ. So if we have that
Amen.
Life of Christ, so that is where we have that light and the truth, and we have the way. And there's nothing we do. It's just by faith and truthful and openly. So when Jesus was saying, strive.
The narrow
enter through the narrow
Hallelujah.
Gate.
Hallelujah.
That's
Hello.
The point. So that is how it is. So I was just expanding. So we know where we are striving to enter. That gate which he was talking in Luke chapter 13, and then he mentioned in verse 23-24, and then going ahead there. So that you may understand it clear. Because for many, I say to you, will seek to enter, and will not be able. So you see now, they'll say, we have been in the denomination giving 10%, doing this and that. Even the 10% will be say, no, I don't know you. Because you have not been striving your life to be perfected and be righted and give me to deal with you, and you allow me, and you yourself, you say, you are my workshop manual. And then I'm the carpenter, I'm the welder, I'm the one working in that workshop. But instead of allowing me to work in that workshop which you allow is you, then you are working on it by yourself and with your denomination. If I don't know you, go away from me. My God. So that is, I'm just trying to give you the insight to understand how this is working. So the master of the house, who is Jesus, our master of the house, has risen up
Amen.
At the door. So let us not allow That ought to be sad for us. We have still have time. You see, now let us, Sister Lisa, can you read for us Isaiah chapter 55? I believe what I'm saying is right, verse 6 and 7. So, out of this, it says, the master of the house arise and shut the door. And you began to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer, say to you, I do not know you. Where are you from? You know, many times I have been teaching you, when you are in Christ, you do not have time to blame anybody. You don't have time.
Amen.
If they fail, let them fail them their own. But you just remain. Then don't say somebody failed you, or somebody did not help me, Just hold yourself, because that will make them fail you, or make them hate you, or make them not want you as they did to Christ. But you must just stand on that, striving day by day, so that that word of God may work in us day by day. That is why it says something in Isaiah, I believe, 55, verse 6 to 7. Can you read that?
Isaiah 6 says, seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our
Hallelujah.
God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen.
He will surely pardon. He will surely forgive. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, children of
Amen.
God, they
Amen.
Have things which strike you when you read this scripture. You know, when you read this scripture, they strike you. And he said very clear, seek him when he's still near. So Christ still with us. Don't waste time. Don't waste time and bothering your mind of so and so and so and forget it. Work yourself. Deal with yourself. It's the year 2018 to deal with yourself. Put things right. Let things move for the glory of God. Let us, these kind people, have been doing that. We have been doing that kind in denomination for several years. Now we say, God say, come out of that. Come out of that.
Amen.
Peter came out
Amen.
Of them. And those, the tax collector came out of them.
Hallelujah.
And they became the best guys. Oh, God, I thank you. Paul came out of persecuting and killing people. Come over. And he came over. And he became the best of all. And worked to himself. Until he said, Lord, you see, you know what is happening? What I want to do, I know to do. Because sin that lives in me. It's not them made me sin, but sin that lives in me. Because he was working with himself, looking himself, and genuine with himself, real with himself, faithful with himself. Oh, my God, have mercy. Oh,
yeah.
Is he sin in me? That's what he said. David said, it's me who have sinned, and it is me alone, I've sinned against you. So this is the position. So that is bringing us. We have got no time to dwell in somebody's sin. We all don't have that time. That is God with those people and that person. But for us, individual, that's what we do. But we can pray for somebody that God may change that person, but we cannot fight them on that. We cannot be carrying on that. That's up to the person tell, hey, there's this thing here. If the person not willing, continue with what you are doing so that you may see the goodness of the Lord. You may see the glory of God because God is faithful. Just, you know, something happened, you know, mysteriously when I was in another place when, you know, this person called me. And when he called me, because the first time I met, I prayed for them for salvation. After praying for them for salvation, and things started working. And then another time, this person called me. Oh, yeah, Apostle, there are things you want us to pray for. And then I said, okay, the things to pray for. Okay, that's good. Do you want me to come over and pray over? He said, yes. Then I took a relative, because it was a female, then I took one of the relatives, which is female, to drive me or take me there. So when we arrived there, because, you know, he said, want to pray? Then he said, okay, well, let us go there. And then when we arrived there, this lady knocked the door, because he's the one who knew that where the lady was staying. And he knocked the door. And when he opened the door, somebody was naked. So this lady had run in and closed the door, so that he go and take her, you know, and put her cloth. And she called, you know, that we go and pray. But you find something else. You see, you find something else. Then when he came, then you find this person was drunk. So that's what I'm trying to say. There are a lot of things which are happening. Now you lead the person to this, and you pray for the person. You come another time, you find something else. So with me is to advise the person and tell the person what to do. But I don't dwell in his whatever. I don't dwell on that. So that is what I'm explaining to you, that it is very important. You know, with us, we see things. So we need to be very, very careful so that at the end of the day, we may strive for that which Christ was saying, so that the door shall not be shut. And even the time of Noah, Noah was speaking, but who was caring? So when he came at the last moment, the gate was closed. So before, and then he said, remember when he said in Isaiah, very, very clear, that, you know, those seek him when he's near, then those who are wicked or run something wrong, then confess it, repent, come out of this, and then he shall surely pardon. He shall pardon. So we have got that assurance now. And this assurance is with us, which you have been given. So we need to work with ourselves so that we may prepare ourselves all the time. And once we continue doing that, then we're going to see the goodness, the presence, the glory of the Almighty God at every moment, every time. And then we'll be assured of going to the kingdom of God. But if not so, my dear ones, it will be difficult. So if some might have been assured of what they do in denomination and what they have been told in denomination, in our denomination we are like this, and that's what you have held years till now, you need to drop it if you want to enter to the kingdom of God. Why? Remember he said something very important here. Remember what he said. Oh God, have mercy. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, which is also in what? In Isaiah 35 verse 10. And when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets are in the kingdom of God, and yourself thrust out the north, thrust out. They will come from the east, wherever they shall come. So you see, how will it be? Then remember the rich man and Lazarus. Also remember that kind of parable or the illustration. You know, the rich man find himself on hell, and then Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. So it is better for us to learn and get scriptures connected together so that we may be able to allow the Lord to mold us, to meld us, and to restart us. And that is why the beautiful lady, we know very well, spiritually, physically, Sister Ruth. Oh, my God, Lord, I thank you. When she recommitted herself once more, she recommitted and she was molded and melted and been moored again. She became no other excellent woman in the city like you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That was her generation.
Amen.
Where she was staying. So the Lord is looking where those women, this time shall be called the woman of virtues, the women of excellency, wherever they are, wherever the family they belong. Wherever the town, God, I thank you, Lord, I praise you.
Hey,
this is
amen.
The time. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. We don't wait for somebody to say, no. She worked with herself. But you know what helped her? The mentor. They say, Ruth, wash yourself. Put this kind of clothes. And then, yes, I've had. And she does it. And she goes and she does it. Then later, what's that up? The blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Do you think you old lady called Naomi? Do you think I'm so stupid? I don't know how to wash myself. I don't know how to put perfume. I don't know how to put clothes. She was keen to listen, even though she was old, but she had got something, a message. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So she listened carefully, and then he said, "Yes, I will do it." And then she went, and when she did it, how blessing came in. So when you are told. And that's what I've told you. Get instruction you're given. Forget it, hold it, and do it. And that's why we had about Noah got the command of God, and so did Noah. And Joshua got the command, remove your shoes, so did Joshua. Moses removed your sandal, so did Moses. That's where we are, children of
Amen.
God. That's where we are. The time
Hallelujah.
Has come. So that we need not to waste time anymore. And relaxing, dragging. For how long you allow the devil to drag you day and night? Christ,
Amen.
He's still
Amen.
Here. He can be found to set you free from dragging, set you free from not putting things in order. Oh, God, have mercy on us. So that you may
Amen.
catch up, and move with others very quickly. So that you may be able. Because striving, if you don't strive yourself, people are many there, I cannot make it. Even what Jesus said during the king, during John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violence shall take it by force. So if you are not violent in the spirit, they shall take it, and you see it with your eyes. I was not sure about your soul. Because you start relaxing and relaxing, and you're not ready to rise up. So time has come. This month of January, when we shall come to accomplish, and you're still not able, oh, hallelujah. You are not able to articulate quite a number of things, and still dragging and dragging. It will be so pathetic and so pathetic, because God has taught us a wonderful thing. The teaching of Christ is what we are undergoing. The teaching that he laid down is what we are undergoing. Nothing else.
Amen.
Nothing else. So other scripture we just bring to make it be seen, even those who got it was like that. So I thank God. And then he said, indeed, there are last who will be first. And there are first who will be the last.
Mm.
That is reminding us something. It's reminding us. The last born in the family called David, out of 8 to 9 children. Remember that. She was the last. And he became the top. Don't forget that. I'm just giving you a different example here. Then remember, somebody who was like Gideon, who was the poorest, their family were not known, hopeless, as they call themselves. But out of that one, there's someone wonderful. Out of that one, God bring him and put it on top to be the leader, the savior, the deliverer of the children of Israel. From nowhere, without anything, and a family. That's a good example. Can you imagine a widow who has got no husband, has got no other way to get food, but that is the widow whereby the man of God went, and the woman emerged more than the rich people at her time. What is that?
Hallelujah.
Those are enough. I can add you another one. You see, when she was a prostitute called Rahab, you know, who was there in Jericho, that when she emerged and, you know, protected, you know, this wonderful servant of God came to spy the land, and they were coming, their people were coming. Where are they? They have gone. I saw them running there. You know, he hid them. She emerged. All died when Joshua went in chapter 6, but herself with her team lived till today. May God bless you. Let me tell you, children of God, time has come. I've given you different examples. Different examples, so that you can see there are many I can give you. But those were the people who are down, because like a person who is hopeless and their life is out of order, but they emerged and lived, and this her blood is still there among the holy children of God till today. Till today.
Amen.
So, that is what I'm saying. It's the time that we come out of ourselves. The last shall be the first. So, we do strive for that. Doesn't matter how
thank
much
you've
been backward or whatever. That's matter. That's not your issue. Just come to the Lord the way you are. Come to the Lord the way you are. And allow the Lord make it for you. I was the last boy in the family. And what the Lord has done, I can't explain. That the Lord is good, even across the world. So that is what I'm saying. Time has come. Once you get the word, hold that word. Work with that word. Let that word work with you. Let it have a chance in you. Let it do something in you. And once we do like that one, that is where we are going to get the wonderful, the greatest breakthrough. And that's why he says verse 31. On that very day, some Pharisees came, saying to him, get out, depart from here, for Herod want to kill you. And he said to them, go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform key works today and tomorrow. And the third day, I shall be perfected. And then he said, nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish out of Jerusalem. Now, he must perish at home. But you see now, out of that one, he was saying the perfection. He was saying about dying on 3 days and rise on the third day. That's what he said. Now, he became perfected. You remember, this word perfected is found also, I don't know who could have that translation. Let me try to see if it, this translation, I have it. Sister Alicia, can you read Hebrews chapter 5? We know we have been reading verse 7, you know that very well. We have been reading verse 8, but read verse 8 and verse 9. It should be in verse 9, if I'm not far away. I have not looked at it, but it could be found in verse 9. So that we may be able to get something here, because there's something here which I'm trying to say that when he was perfected, you know, he will be perfected on the third day, and then see what is there. And then he said, a prophet shall not die, you know, outside the city. Let him die there. But he was outside. But now let us listen carefully in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, much more verse 10. There's the one there. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes you get
Hebrews 5 and 8.
Okay.
Hebrews 5 and 8 says, though he were a son, yet learned his obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him.
Repeat again, verse 9.
And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him.
Okay, wait. He was made what?
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. He was made perfect. So
perfect.
When he was made perfect, then he became the author of the eternal salvation. Now, when he was perfect. Now, I thank God for that. And let me see. Land obedient. Okay, let me see. Something there. Very, very important. Okay. Yes, you're right. Perfect. And having been perfected, now that's what I was looking. Having been perfected, she became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Now after, you know, Jesus had gone and was raised up on the third day, she is the one who became. After that one, he was now perfected and he was now qualified. Now people start getting salvation from him. That when he rose and went in heaven. So that is where now things started. Now all can come all over the world to get his salvation. So that is what he was saying, that being perfected. And then Hebrews also talked. So I would like to encourage you. And then there is something we read. Remember something we read very, very carefully. I don't know whether you remember that. Remember in the book of 2 Corinthians, I believe so. Can you read 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, towards the end? There is a message which is similar with what we are talking. I hope so. It's similar. You know, when I give you, I don't look at those, right? Unless something I was looking is missing to me, is when I go and check. But apart from that one, I believe many times when I give the scripture, I believe it. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and then chapter 7, verse 1. Can you read that?
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Open your hearts to us.
No, thank you. It is just only verse 1. Perfecting holiness. You get the word? Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So you see, so once
Amen.
We cleanse ourselves, now the perfection comes in us, okay? So God make us be perfect when we are
Amen.
Able. That's why he told Noah in Noah Genesis chapter 6 and then verse 9, this is the generation of Noah. Noah was a perfect man. Noah walked with God. I don't know how many scriptures I can give you. But you see, those are telling us how we can be. So we don't call ourselves perfect whatever. Now let God perfect us. And when he perfects us, then the testimony shall be there. That is what I would encourage in you very strongly, wonderful children of God, because I know God loves you very strongly, and God is for you, and God shall remain for you. But the enemy always will hate you. The enemy will always hate you. But the Lord has taught us the way of striving and striving. Now, I will come to the point. How would we be able to strive so that we may be able to remain or to be in perfection? Okay? Remember the teaching of the spiritual warfare prayer pattern. Remember that. Number one, you know, putting the house in order. Okay? The perfect, the best of all. But I say, let it not come out of you. Putting the house in order. so that the Lord may continuously. Let me give this example so that you understand when I continue giving you that. Many times I've realized, be it wherever, you'll find people where they're working in their workshop. Or our houses are at the workshop we live in, or we do things inside there. But you will not be able to allow your house to remain filthy, everything is splitting, everywhere. You clean it. You see, those workshops, they clean them to make it be clean. Even the officers in their workshop where they are to do their job and whatever, or whatever, they clean it. But if you don't clean it, it will be smelling. It will be, out of order. So when we are able to clean our houses, and we are able to clean the place of the work, that is what it means, and you make sure every day is cleansed, everything is in order. So that is the same, which means you're putting that workshop in order. And that's how you put your house in order. You're living. You know, I was in North Carolina sometimes, and then I remember I was with this, the husband I prayed for. I was a white man down there. Then something happened. So I went away, and when I came back, I found the husband died. And then this lady was telling me, my bedroom, things are just kept here and there, here and there, here and there. I don't want someone to look at it. Then I had this grandson who made me to know that. So I was having another room, and he was having. So when I opened his room, I said, "Man, what messes am I seeing here?" He finds, something down there, everything's dropping. I said, "Man, what? Take these things out, man. You must put this room in order. You cannot put things there. Put them in order." And I became serious. I'm bad. I'm letting him bad. When I come in your place, I will be. When I come back from Africa, each and every one of you will be traveling where you are. I'm coming back. I promise you. I will make things right. I will put things right. You see? Because things must be right. Things must be right. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are getting me right. Now, what I'm trying to say, we must be real. So I was just trying to say, if that place is filthy like that, remember I told you something, when anything is clean, your body is going to be clean this month. If not so,
amen.
Jesus said, they make the outside nice, but inside is filthy. We have studied that. So we are talking
about the cup from inside out.
Okay, now you get me now. You remember that. So that's where we are.
Amen.
So out of that one, the inward must be right and the outside be smart. And wherever we are, we expect you to be smart. Because you are serving a mighty King of glory. They make the White House in Washington be clean. And then the things belong to supernatural Heavenly Father who created the people in White House is always clean. And with our side, it's filthy, stinking. Huh? Atana. No. This must be put right. So, okay. Now you're getting
Amen.
Me. You're getting me. Now out of this one, this year, this month, we ought to, okay, striving, you must put your house in order all the time. And remember about six things. Confess your sin, the sins of your family, forgive others, and reject, refuse wrong spirit that might come in you knowing or unknowing, and then apply the blood of Jesus to wash you, to cleanse you. Then apply the blood of Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. And then, you tell the Lord, remove my name from the book of Satan and wipe it out with your blood and let my name be continuously remain in your book and I surrender to you, be my Lord. So that is putting the house in order. So the much more you do it every day, you talk with your mind or your mouth, with your eyes, oh, my eyes see these things and it brought me a problem in my eye. And then when I saw it, I saw that kind of suit that all the time is that suit, until it become a stigma. Okay? There are a lot of things on that. Okay, I'm just giving an example. So out of that one, we are able to work on that one. So when we are doing that one, that is a way of striving for entering and remaining with Christ and giving Christ chance all the time to work in his workshop. Because his blood is that wash us, is the one who forgives us, is the one who cleanses us. So we give him more chance to cleanse inside us. And then hold the word of God right. So let the word be
Amen.
On the center. Okay, I said every week have two or three words. Okay, memorize. So let that word be. And when that word is inside, and you make sure it is inside me, I can mention. Just the way we are mentioning until you read. You know, they are not, I'm not just dragging. It's just I give this scripture, that scripture, that scripture. So that is true that I knew long time ago. But don't say you're like apostle. No, don't make that mistake. Just the way you are. Do the perfect one, in a perfect
Amen.
Way, the way you are. And God, in due time, you never know what he'll do. Because he said, draw near to God, and he'll draw nearer to you. Simple like that. Draw nearer to God, and he'll draw nearer to you. Simple. So that is what you do. So when you do that one, then you shall see the goodness of God. And that is what I'm encouraging you very strongly as you continue. That let the word be there. And when the word is inside there, allow that word be sealed by the Holy Spirit. And then when the word is there, then you are saying, I want to do according to that word which is in me. In me. And that word in me is God the Father. And that in me is Jesus Christ. So once you have decided to do so, and you work with yourself, that one. That is why he said, now, this statement here. And I love that statement in Philippians chapter 4. And Philippians chapter 4 has become a very great, precious one. And it said this once here. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren. No, let me, before we reach on that, let me read verse 34. In Luke, let me read verse 34. O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophet and stone those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gather her brood under her wings. But you are not wings. See, your house is left to you desolate. And as I assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time coming when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Until the time, blessed is he. But let me read for you. Yeah, I'll not talk much on that. In Philippians 4, verse 8 and verse 9, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, which means when you are striving, that's why I bring this, when you are striving for the goodness of God, that's why I'm there. Okay, when you're striving, so they will say the first thing, what is true? And God is true. Hold on it. Let it be a part of you. Work with it. Whatever things are noble, things which are, you know, precious, hold on that in the things of God. Whatever things are just, you see, things which are justified in the eye of God, perfect in the eye of God, hold on that. Work with it. Whatever things are pure, those are pure like gold. Make sure you hold the crystal pureness of water. The word of God is the crystal pure. Some pure. That is what you see. Hold on that, work it with you. Whatever are lovely, you know, the lovely things of heavenly kingdom, okay, that God does his things according to his loving kindness that endure forever, then make sure you hold it. Make sure you hold it, okay? Then whatever things are of good report, you know, which report shall we hear? We shall receive the report of the Lord. Eh? Which report shall you give? Which report shall we receive? I shall receive the report of the Lord. So the good report is that of the Lord. Not people gossiping, somebody like this. No. No, thinking about somebody. No. The report of the things of the Lord. They'll work on that. If there is any virtue, virtue,
thank you,
something worthy, something precious, something excellent, get it. Work with it for the glory of God. And if there is anything praiseworthy, something praising the name of the Lord. Remember the time when King Jehoshaphat, hallelujah, you know, made the singers, and they start singing the praises, were going as aroma in the nose of the Heavenly Father, hallelujah. And God said, no, you're not going to fight. Let me put an ambush against your enemy, and let them kill themselves. And when you shall go, just find the corpse. Praise the Lord. Something praiseworthy. Get it? That's what it says. Praiseworthy, he said, meditate on that. Meditate on it. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Meditate on that. Which you know. Then it says in verse 9, the things which you learned. Number one, you have learned. Number two, you have received. Number three, you have heard. Number four, so in me. These two, and the God of peace will be with you. And can somebody say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Father, I thank you and I bless you so much. You are a wonderful God. I have no might to say right now, Almighty God. Just have something to tell your God now. Just tell something to the Lord. Just say something to the Lord. Father, I thank you and I bless you
thank
so
you,
much.
Lord.
You are
thank
so gracious.
God.
You are so wonderful. You are a wonderful
thank
God. You are a magnificent
thank
God.
You
I thank
you
so much,
God,
God because
thank
of your
you
goodness,
tonight,
because of your kindness.
Because
I
of your
bless you and
people for your kindness.
Because
God, you've been faithful to us, Lord.
And
we give you all the glory and all the glory to God, Lord.
Perfect.
You open our eyes and our hearts so that we may be able to see and even hear your word. Just as we've been taught, Lord, continue to make us be prosperous this year so that we may see things differently and kindly and be kind, Lord. We need you in our lives. We need you in the lives of our families and even the scripture that is so complex, Lord. May you be our teacher and our guide each and every day. We thank you for tonight, Lord. Be our builder. Be our builder, Lord. Be our builder. Rectify us, mold us, make us be righteous, Lord. We cannot make it without you, Jehovah God. We thank you and give you glory. Break each and every of, Lord, each and every bondage that is within us. Break it, Lord. Break it, Lord. We break it, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Any hindrances that are within us, any hindrances that is hindering us not to come and witness your goodness, we rebuke such spirits in the name of God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke them. We rebuke such spirits, O Lord. We rebuke it. We rebuke such spirits. Praise be to you. Praise be to you, Jehovah. Praise be to you, with honor and love. Praise
be to you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. That God, you may cleanse us. You may wash us. You may purify us. You may change everything. Because why is you over there? Why? And Omega, who is the King of all kings, who is the beginning and the end. We are right here because of you are Ebenezer. You are Ebenezer. You are Ebenezer. I thank you. I bless you. I magnify you. I exalt you. I say you are wonderful. You are so precious, God. You are magnificent. You are so wonderful. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you have taught us, God. Teach us to strive day by day, striving to enter the word of God. I give you praise, Lord Jesus, and I magnify your name. May you bless your children. May you cover them. May you take care of them. May you be the Lord of their life. And Lord, bless their family and open the door for those who need a job, those who need to be married, those who need children, those who need peace, those who need salvation in our family. We commit them and pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, you shall guide them, you shall change them, you shall bring them to realignment with you in heavenly kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord. I magnify and adore you and say thank you, Son of the living God, because you are a wonderful God. You are a gracious God. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you so much. Thank you for your wife. Thank you for your children. Thank you for them. Lord, may you bless them. And Lord, may you cover them. And Lord, I thank you because of your love. Because of your love. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us. For teaching us to the best way.
Hallelujah.
We dwell in all because you are a wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless and honor you.
Hallelujah.
Because you are so precious. We magnify and say,
Lord,
we praise you. We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise
the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
You are not
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
May God bless you, my children of God. And I'm trusting God that the Lord is going to use you abundantly and the Lord will not leave you. Because we are getting the best from this Son of God. And I'm so much thrilled in my spirit, and I give God praise. So hold yourself in those words of Christ. That's where we are. We are following the real footsteps like the disciple. So hold there, right? So I'm trusting God for that. Okay, the one who is with us and your telephone number ended up with 4096. Can you introduce yourself? Your phone number is ending 4096. Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is John Odingo. Thank you so much, and you be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What do you
say to John Odingo? What do you say to her?
Welcome, Sister Joanne. It's glad to hear your voice.
Happy.
That's beautiful.
I'm happy to join you. I'm happy to
Thank
join
you.
You.
Please continue to join us. Glory to glory to glory to glory.
Amen. Amen.
You are in a group where everybody is somebody. Everybody
Amen.
Can help.
Amen.
Thank you so
We all belong to one body, and that is our Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you're welcome and feel at home and believe. I believe, not I think, I don't do thinking, but I believe you are blessed the way you have never been blessed. And I thank God, and the children of God has welcomed you, feel at home and at the feet of Jesus. And may God bless you, and God bless all of you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.